Ave Maria.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to day 8 of our preparation to consecrate our lives to Mary. We are going again to Jesus through Mary. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for all the comments in the comment sections, wherever you're watching this. We truly appreciate your time. Now we have a new apparition. And so Sister Lucia is now extracting a message from this next apparition of an angel.
Mm-hmm. The three children were sitting on the side of the well in the grounds attached to my parents' house. The heavenly messenger appeared and said to them, "What are you doing?" Then without waiting for a reply, he went on, "Pray, pray very much. The hearts of Jesus and Mary have designs of mercy on you. Offer prayers and sacrifices constantly to the Most High. Make of everything you can a sacrifice, and offer it to God as an act of reparation for the sins by which He is offended, and in supplication for the conversion of sinners. You will thus draw down peace upon your country. I am its guardian angel, the angel of Portugal. Above all, accept and bear with submission the suffering which the Lord will send you."
So do you know what stood out to me? Mm-hmm. The angel comes to them and asks them a question, "What are you doing?" While they're sitting around, it seems like doing nothing. But the unique thing that struck me right away was the angel didn't wait for an answer.
No, he just went on.
He just went on, which tells me something. Well, why would the angel ask the question then?
Why are you being idle?
Yeah, do you think? It was for their benefit.
Yeah.
So they would consider, what are you doing with your life? Mm. Like, what are you doing right now? And when I read that, that really struck me. It's like the Lord fell on my heart saying, what are you doing with your life? And maybe you can answer that question as well. Like, what are you doing with your life? Mm-hmm. Are we sitting idle? Are we just letting the calendar pages turn by? The sun rises and sets. Like, mm-hmm. Are we making good use of the gift of life? So often I think we just get caught up wasting our time in pursuit of things that don't matter. Our culture is so addicted to entertainment and leisure and comfort. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't the message from the angel.
No, not at all.
It wasn't about, go, continue, relax. So Sister Lucia continues from this point and really draws a stark contrast between the two ends, heaven and hell, mm-hmm. and says, well, how are we going to get to heaven?
Yeah.
And now she bridges it to the topic of today, which is prayer. Mm-hmm. This is what she says.
"It is by prayer that we secure pardon for our own sins, the strength and the grace to resist the temptations of the world, the devil, and the flesh." Well, I just found it really interesting how she talks about how in the scriptures, the Old Testament and the New Testament, it's mapped out for us exactly what we need to do in order to get to heaven. And then she makes a firm kind of proclamation that without prayer, we're not going to get there. Mm-hmm. And how it's an essential part of the Christian life.
And this shouldn't surprise us because many saints say the same thing.
Right. No. And then she does go further into detail how we converse with God, and then how we make our entire day, every single moment, is an offering mm-hmm. to God.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Lucia also mentions different forms of prayer. The first, vocal prayers. An example of these would be the prayers that we memorize and say, like the Our Father or Hail Mary. The second type of prayer she mentions is meditation. This is also known as mental prayer. This is when we use our imagination and intellect to pray. An example would be imagining a specific mystery of the rosary. So consider the second sorrowful mystery, the scourging at the pillar. When we pray for the virtue of purity during this mystery, mental prayer would be placing yourself at the mystery, engaging all your senses. You look into the raging eyes of those who whipped Jesus. You hear the snap of the whip. You see it digging into the flesh of Jesus, and you smell the spray of Jesus' blood being flung into the air. You watch a solitary drop of blood hit the ground, offered for your purity. In this way, we enter into the mystery of Jesus Christ with Mary.
Now, this is what some of the saints said about the necessity of mental prayer.
Saint Bernard said that meditation regulates our affections, directs our actions, and corrects our defects. Saint Teresa said that when a man leaves off meditation, the devil has no need of carrying him to hell, for he throws himself into it. St. Alphonsus said, "Mental prayer is, in the first place, necessary in order that we may have light to go on the journey to eternity."
When we talk about prayer, it's a lumped category. Mm-hmm. But there's many different ways to pray. Mental prayer, according to these doctors of the church, say it's necessary as well for salvation.
So another form of prayer that Sister Lucia talks about is the prayer, making your work prayer. And I like this one in the sense that she does relate it to like our human relationships and how even, you know, how Ken and I, we go about our day and we have little conversations and, you know, little words of encouragement or like a little affirmations. And we can do that with God as well. Like as we go about our day, like, "Thank you, Lord, for the beautiful weather. Thank you for, you know, allowing my vehicle to work as I drove to this appointment," or, you know, just continuously acknowledging God throughout our day, whatever we are doing. She does talk about how we need to sanctify everything, you know, our thoughts, sanctify our work, even our rest. She says to sanctify our rest and our meals, you know, whatever we are doing, just our daily life.
Mm-hmm. The prayer of work. So you have a task before you during the day. Mm-hmm. How do we make that a prayer? Simply start the task with the intention of, "Jesus, I give you this task for your glory."
Yes.
That's it. Not that hard.
Even if you do a little bit of exercise, you can offer up your exercise.
Yes.
That's what I do.
Yeah, you have an intention every morning when you work out.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we can't ever say that we don't have time for prayer.
Oh, yeah.
Because that, yeah. Our work is our prayer.
Mm-hmm. So let's relate this now back to Mary. Sister Lucia mentions one scripture where Jesus goes to the temple in Jerusalem and he says, "My house shall be a house of prayer." And when I sat with that this morning, I thought, is my house a house of prayer? The church should be a place of prayer, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the family is the domestic church. And it should be a place of prayer as well. And as a father, the leader of our home, and you leading with me, I mean, this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to make our house a house of prayer. But you know what? We're not always successful at that. But we're trying. But where can Mary help us? Well, was Mary's house a house of prayer? Think about it, the Holy Family. You have Mary. We have St. Joseph. We have Jesus. Mary had the divine Messiah before her eyes for continuously, basically for 30 years before Jesus started his ministry. In other words, she was in perpetual adoration. So does Mary know something about making her home a house of prayer? I think so. Mm-hmm. So what can we do? We offer our lives through this Marian consecration to Mary, asking her for the grace, her heart that she had when she was in her home, perpetually adoring our Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So let's pray for that intention as well as we say the rosary. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us.
Special thank you to Clay Ministries, who has sponsored this entire video series. Learn more about them at clayministries.org.
And remember to share this video with others. Together, we can do something beautiful for God. God bless, friends.